We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday. It's December 18th. It is 2023. We have a juicy 11-game NBA slate here on this Monday. Joined by my good buddy, Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. Chief, what's happening, my friend?
Nothing much, man. I had a great weekend, Stevie, and so I'm super pumped to come on and talk with you and try to go over. I mean, we got a huge slate coming up, some interesting games, so should be a fun way to open up the week as we, you know, start another week of sports, man. It's a beautiful time of the year.
Yeah, I had a good Saturday. I went 9-1 on my bets on Saturday. I had a 5-for-5 hit on Prize Picks on well on Saturday. I had a good Saturday. Sunday slate, it was eh. I mean, I think I only lost a few bucks, but it was just, man, like, Sam Howell does anything. I had a really good team. If Sam Howell does anything on that team, crush. And it's just like, those slates are going to happen. So yeah. We can't get them all right. But pumped to get back in the NBA streets. Not excited that it's an 11-game slate to get the week started, but there's some juicy games. I am excited about a couple of these games. There are some really juicy games here, so let's jump in, have some fun. Glad you had a great weekend, and I hope everyone else had a fantastic weekend. What's up, Dave? What's up, YouTube chat? Everyone's having a great Sunday night. We're watching Jags play some football and getting started with the slate. We get with the Clippers and the Pacers, 240.5 total here. Clippers, a 3-point favorite. Bones Highland and Plumlee. Or Bones Highland questionable, Plumlee out. Haliburton questionable, Numhard and Jalen Smith out for Indiana. Let's go Clippers first here. This line definitely suggests that Haliburton's going to play, 3-point spread. I think if Haliburton was on the doubtful side, this would be closer to like 6, 7, 8, even with the Clippers on the road. What do you like here for LA?
Oh, man. I mean, I think there's a lot that we could like. I almost wish somebody was out, Stevie, but, you know, they're not. So you got Harden here who had a nuclear performance with no Paul George at 8,500, maybe. I definitely like Paul George here at 8,100. As long as he's playing healthy, like he feels like kind of the steal here. Now, Kawhi, Stevie, has been just he's back, and the minutes are back, and so I don't hate him at 8,600. I think this is a good price for him as well. I know that Zubac has been playing minutes. I don't hate it at 6,200. I know Daniel Tice has been getting, you know, 15 minutes. I wish he was getting 20 minutes, Stevie, like with real stability. And I think I'd be more interested. But yeah, you know, Terrence Mann has been playing, you know, okay minutes. I don't hate it. Like that's just kind of where I am. But my favorites would absolutely be Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. I feel like those are two staples for this team.
Yeah, I like Kawhi at 8,600. He's been uber consistent with some ceiling here recently. So I think Kawhi in a really good spot, just filling up the stat sheet. And we know that Kawhi is capable of doing that. James Harden, I mean, I've been playing him a lot at the 8K price tag. I've been taking his assist props a lot here recently as well. His assist props haven't caught up to what he's been doing on this team. So I think he has triple-double upside. Paul George, probably my least favorite, but also Paul George going back to Indiana. I feel like we have to have some interest here for Paul George. Like, you know, he's going to get pumped up to play this game. So I think I know I keep saying this when it comes to the Clippers, but if you're running like a 20 entry max, I mean, I think you can make a group of all three of these guys and put it 0-2, or you could play one of all three of these guys if you really like this game. I think this game is phenomenal if Halliburton plays. I don't know how well the Pacers do if Halliburton's out in this game. I think they really need Halliburton to play. Let's go to the Pacers side of this game. Halliburton's expensive. It's a tough matchup. He just seems to keep just thriving in every type of matchup, but he is banged up with the knee right now. What do we like here, if anything, for the Pacers?
If Halliburton doesn't play, Stevie, I'm probably going to fade all the Pacers. And it's actually going to temper my expectations for Indiana as well. I definitely think the Pacers without Halliburton are just not the same team. And I almost don't like Halliburton in this spot against the Clippers, man. The Clippers are trying to find themselves. They're trying to get better. They're trying to improve, and the defense is going to improve. I really kind of like the Clippers more than I do Indiana here. I will say, you know, Isaiah Jackson start to get what they seem to be trying to offer him is 20 minutes a game, but he's 5K, so I can't trust that type of production for a 5K player.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough team to figure out right now because, you know, Buddy Hield has just been – He hasn't been playing great here recently. And, you know, he is 6,300. And, like, McConnell, he's had some good games here recently, but his price is up there as well. Bruce Brown's price is up there. Now, if Halliburton ends up sitting in this game, I have interest in TJ McConnell. I would have interest in Mathurin in that scenario. So I kind of want to see how the Halliburton news. If Halliburton plays, I'm probably going to be off of the Pacers outside of maybe – running back a stack with Halliburton and just hoping for a ceiling game from Halliburton and getting a ceiling game from one of the big three here from the Clippers. Chicago at Philadelphia, 229 total in this game. Philly, a 10.5 point favorite. Caruso questionable, Craig doubtful, LaVine out for Chicago. Philadelphia is good to go as of the night before injury report. Let's go Chicago here first. Coby White has been absolutely balling out with no Zach LaVine. His price is 7,800, but this is a guy that has gone over 40 fantasy points in five straight games with two of those games over 50. Like, he's crushing. About it. I know he's crushing. He just doesn't slow down.
Yeah, I mean, see, we pretty much talk about this every podcast. I think every podcast I've come on since LaVine's been out, we've been talking about Coby White, and nobody's playing him, Steve. It's like, what? Look, this is a tough matchup with Philly. They're at Philly. I trust him yet again. He's like the ultimate GPP tournament play. Somebody else that's been crushing, Stevie, he had a dud against Miami, only took 13 shots. But Vooch has also been playing pretty well. Like, he's had two two of his last five games have been over 50, and one of those was around 47. So I don't hate him as well. I know he's got to face Embiid. It's going to be a tough spot. Like, I get it, but this is a really good spot for him. So, or I think it's a really good spot with LaVine continuing to sit. Let me say that. So those two guys I like. Now we do know that Caruso has kind of been back. He played the other night. We'll see if he comes back. Didn't play a lot, so maybe he just sits again. But I think Kobe White and Vooch, man, I think those are two really good plays.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Kobe White is still someone, even at this price, we can take shots on. And I don't mind the Vooch call. You know, from his Magic days, he always played Philadelphia really well. Always played, especially in Philly, really well. So I don't hate that. If Caruso and Craig both end up sitting, I think you could take some shots on AU. He's just been playing like a ton of minutes here recently. So I think he'd be someone that you could just take a shot on minutes-wise. And I don't know if I trust like a Dalen Terry, even if Caruso sits here. So I think it's the main three pieces that we talked about for Chicago for me. On the Philadelphia side, Joel Embiid's on another level right now. He's playing so incredibly good. We got a Jokic versus Luka matchup on this slate. I love Embiid. I don't know if I get to a lot of Embiid on this slate just because of his price, but a low-owned Joel Embiid putting up 70-plus fantasy points is always nice. So I think if you're playing a lot of tournament teams, like, you have to have exposure to this guy on a nightly basis right now. His ceiling is way too high.
Stevie, the ceiling is high, and this team, see, they're just blowing people out. Feels like
they're clicking, man.
I mean, last four games, 146-101, playing Washington. Played Detroit twice, played Charlotte once, right? Like, but Stevie, my point is, you always need to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat, right? But 135, 182, 124, 192, 129, 111, 146, 101. Like, it's incredible. And at all of these blowouts, Embiid's putting up 60-plus. All of them. I love Embiid here. I'm not saying they're going to blow out Chicago. My gosh, Steve, if we get a game where it's close, he's barely been playing in the fourth quarter. Imagine if he plays in the fourth. I mean, we might be looking at 80 fantasy points here. I think we need to play Embiid, and I think that's the only person we have to play from Philly.
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough. Maxey's going to have games where he's going to have, you know, ceiling games. But with the way that Embiid's playing right now, it's almost impossible for me to play Maxey at 9,200. Because Embiid's just on another level. Like, he's just playing incredible. Like, there's no other word for like how he's playing right now. It's just he's playing incredible. He wants to be MVP. I mean, this team, watch out for Philly, man. They're playing insanely good. We got Houston at Cleveland, 214 total here. Back-to-back for Houston. We'll wait and see if there's any injury news that comes out of that game. And then on the Cleveland side, Garland and Mobley out. We'll start here with Houston. Houston's kind of priced up. Pace worries me a little bit in this game, but being a second end of a back-to-back with Cleveland already being a team that doesn't necessarily play fast. They're like 21st in pace. Houston's 28th in pace. So I could see this game being like one of the slower pace games on the slate. Any interest here in Houston?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Not really. I mean, Sengun's 88. Like, there's still probably a little bit of meat on the bone here, Stevie. But, you know, Tari Eason is affecting Sengun's upside right now. Tari Eason is now 6K. So, you know, his minutes seem to have stabilized somewhat. So, I don't want to play him. Fred VanVleet is a guy that I think has upside. He's playing a lot of minutes, Stevie. But there are just so many mouths to feed on this team that I don't – I think at 8,400, I don't know if I want to play him either. Jalen Green is 6,700. I think he's priced where he should be. I just think everybody's priced where they should be. And I don't think there's a lot of upside at these price points for this team. So I don't want to play Houston today.
My question is, if Eason sits, right? He played 30 minutes on Sunday. He's played a back-to-back since coming back, but he played like a 21-17, and like Sunday was his first 30-minute game of the season. If Eason sits, do we have any interest like in any of these Houston guys?
I think if that's the case, I think Sengun would be my guy. Like I think Eason's affecting Sengun's upside, and so I think that's where I kind of, you know, plant my flag. I think that'd be the only person I consider.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't expect the minutes to really change for like Dylan Brooks, but we could tell that like Eason's taken a little bit of a hit with or Dylan Brooks has taken a little bit of a hit with Eason. Depending on like if Eason sits and you want to roll the dice, I mean, I wouldn't hate rolling the dice on like a Jason Tate or a Jabari Smith in this spot. All right, Cleveland side, no Garland, no Mobley. I think this is actually a pretty decent matchup for Jared Allen. I could see Jared Allen having a solid outing here. Mitchell, he has ceiling. My problem with Donovan Mitchell is, like, he's 9,900, slowest projected game on the slate. We have a lot of studs to pay up for on this slate, so I just don't see myself getting to Mitchell on this one.
Yeah, I mean, he had a nice game his last outing, I think, had a really big assist game, but generally speaking, yeah, I don't think I want to really play Mitchell either. Max Strus is just starting to hit that point where I feel like he's priced out of tournament upside playing, you know, Caris LeVert 6,600 now. Minutes should be there, but I don't really want to play anybody from this team either, Stevie. I know you mentioned Jared Allen. I don't hate that call. Like, he's 7,400. You know, no Mobley. The minutes are in the mid-30s now, so, like, I definitely don't hate that. But he's probably the only one.
Yeah, I think the other thing that we have to remember about Houston is just how good they've been defensively this year. I mean, they're second in defensive rating. The pace is not great. It's just not – I don't think this is a ceiling spot. The only reason I mentioned Allen is because, like, they've given him 35-plus minutes now in three straight games. So if Jared Allen is getting 35 minutes, he's someone that can have those 20-15-type games and add blocks and steals. So that's the reason I mentioned Jared Allen, is just if they're going to continue to roll him out 35 minutes a night, he's always going to be in play for me. We got Charlotte at Toronto, 227 total here. Toronto, 10-point favorite. Hayward, questionable. Martin, out. PJ Washington, questionable. And Williams, doubtful. Toronto is good to go. Let's go to Charlotte here first. What do you like here for your Hornets?
Well, Stevie, what we got to figure out is, you know, will these guys continue to sit? So, like, we know Williams is doubtful, right? You know, is PJ going to sit? Because this matchup with Atlanta, this is a juicy one, Stevie. But, you know, we got Hayward questionable. Like, if all these guys sit, then, I mean, Charlotte's going to be slim picking. They already slim pickings, have slim pickings, Stevie. and it's going to be even worse. So, like, we're going to be talking about playing Ish Smith and, you know, McGowan. We're just going to be playing all these cheap guys from Charlotte. So I think that's the direction we go. I'm not saying we wouldn't play Miles Bridges either, even at 8,500 with a lot of these guys out. And I'm not saying that we wouldn't play Nick Richards, who also has been, you know, would probably play 30 minutes here. But these cheap pieces would just be incredible in a matchup with Atlanta, as long as we could keep pace.
Yeah, Nick Richards. Listen, Charlotte just got ran out of the gym the other night against Philly. I mean, it's as simple as that. Richards has been playing a consistent role. The one that really is interesting to me is if Hayward sits. Like, if we get Hayward and PJ Washington out now, or like, yeah. So, I mean, Mark Williams are doubtful for this game. I think Bridges and Miller would have to play a bunch of minutes in this game if we start getting these guys all ruled out. So I think Brandon Miller is somewhat interesting. I wish he was cheaper. Like, he hasn't had a ceiling game, and they haven't lowered his price enough.
Give us 5,500 Brandon Miller in this spot.
Right. If we do get news like early in the day that we're not going to have Hayward here, I think in large field tournaments, you can take some shots on McGowan's. I think he would play 25 plus minutes if PJ and Hayward end up sitting in this game. I mean, minutes equal opportunity. So I don't hate that, but like even his price is climbed up here. So they had, I mean, I feel like DraftKings priced Charlotte for a lot of injuries, a lot of people being out. Toronto side of this game, I mean, Scotty Barnes just keeps doing his thing. This is a phenomenal matchup. These two teams just played on the 8th of December. He put up 68. He had a 31-10-10 game against Charlotte. Charlotte can't stop guys like Scotty Barnes or Siakam, whoever's getting the usage here. So, I mean, I love the idea of playing a lower-owned Scotty Barnes with all these other studs on the slate.
Yeah, absolutely. Scotty's been a guy, Stevie, I've been targeting all season. So, I don't hate that call at all, 9,400. So, people aren't going to play him. I actually don't hate Schroeder here as well at 6,500. Like, the minutes are still there. You just got to play him in upside spots, just an upside spot. So I think we'd be, taking a shot here with him as well. And as much as I don't like Siakam, Steve, like I'd be willing to roll the dice on Siakam as well. Now, I don't think I'd play him and Scotty together, but I wouldn't mind splitting them because I just think, you know, it's Charlotte, man. Like, gosh, they could absolutely just have a huge game here. And if we kept up in the game and it's not a blowout, Stevie, like we could be looking at some monster performances from this team.
Yeah, I mean, I think the potential comes from Barnes and Siakam. I don't hate your Schroeder call in this one. His shots are inconsistent, but like he is someone that can put up a lot of assists and still score. So like I completely get it. His shot attempts are all over the place, and that always bugs me when you're targeting DFS guys.
Yeah.
Oh, Detroit. Are they ever going to win another game? At Atlanta.
Stevie, we've been trying to figure this out.
Ah, man.
We've been trying to figure this out.
I was looking at the Hard Rock app earlier today, and they had Detroit under 9.5 wins at plus money, and I almost fired away. It was so tempting how bad this team is playing. We got a 243.5 total. Atlanta, a 10.5 point favorite. Duren, Morris, Stewart remain out for Detroit. Bogdanovich and Capella and Hunter questionable for Atlanta. Johnson out. Talk to me here about Detroit.
It's a good spot for them, Stevie. Like, I like Cade Cunningham at 8,200. Now, clearly, obviously, Stevie, we've seen some sporadic performances from him, but I think he can get it done here. Bogdanovich, obviously, I think has impacted some of his scoring. I'm not saying all of his scoring, but some of his scoring. But I still think Cade has a shot here to really, really have a nice performance. We'll see if Capella plays. If not, Okongwu is going to be, I think he's going to have to be in consideration. I know he's priced up, don't care. You know, Detroit's been been a rough team here as of late. And I think this is just we're talking about Detroit. I'm looking at everybody. Sorry. But my main target for Detroit would be Cade Cunningham at 8,200. I think he would be the guy that really gets it done.
Yeah, I mean, James Wiseman has gotten a couple blowout runs here in back-to-back games for Philly, against Philly and against was it Milwaukee the other night? If they would just unleash this guy, I mean, I don't know if we can trust it unless we get like a random, hey, he's going to start type of situation here. I don't see a reason why not to get like, you're at this point, why not give this guy 30 minutes and see what he has? I mean, what are you really missing out on, especially with Durant out right now? So yeah. I watch for that news. Because if he were to start in this game, I'd have a lot of interest in him. I'm at the point where, like, if you're Detroit, you know what you have in Marvin Bagley. You know what you have. Like, yeah. Give this young kid some run. Wiseman, and, like, a lot of talk about, like, Wiseman being a bust and everything like that. But, I mean, he really just hasn't had a fair opportunity either. Like, when he was with Golden State, they don't play big men. Like, I'd love to see James Wiseman get some run. If he starts in this game, I'd have a ton of interest in him. Especially with Capella banged up right now. But I mean, Cade's going to have ceiling games from time to time. I love the pace potential of this game, but I don't love anything here on the Detroit side. It's a tough team for me to play right now. You know, in large field tournaments, I think you could take some shots on like Jaden Ivey, but that's about it. Going to the Atlanta side of this one, obviously, like, if this game stays remotely close, we've seen just how bad Detroit is. We know the pace of this game is going to be phenomenal. Atlanta plays fourth fastest, Detroit plays seventh fastest, so pace-wise, fantastic. What do you like here for the Hawks?
Man, listen, I love the Hawks. I was talking about Okongwu and, you know, what we may be able to get out of him. Trey Young's 10K, that's a tall order, Stevie. But the upside's been there recently now. You know, those games have been a little bit more competitive. I am expecting Atlanta to be able to kind of get past Detroit here. So we shall see. But all in all, I think Trey's fine. I don't mind Sadiq Bey, believe it or not. Like, he's played enough minutes. This is a spot where he could kind of get off. I wish we had seen him hit a 40-point ceiling here recently, but Detroit's been gearing it up to everybody. But Okongwu and Trey Young would be my two favorites.
Yeah, I mean, I think, man, if Capella sits in this game, Okongwu's probably one of the top plays on the entire slate. Like, not even, like, point per dollar, just, like, one of the top plays on the slate. If he's going to get 30 minutes against Detroit with no Capella, we just have to play him. And, like, Capella has a bone bruise. I don't know if they push him here. I think Okongwu is just a guy we want to play in this spot.
Yeah.
Minnesota at Miami. 220 total. Minnesota 1-point favorite. Edwards and McDaniels questionable. Kyle Lowry out for Miami. Let's talk this Minnesota team first here. You know, we just got done talking about a fast-paced this game. This game doesn't project to be a very fast-paced game. Minnesota still ranks first in defensive rating. Miami, I think, is 12th or 13th. If Edwards is out, potential some interest here, but overall, I don't love this game. Is there anything on Minnesota that you like here?
Nope.
Yeah, I just, as you say it, I don't see a lot of meat on the bone here. And speaking of that, dude,
we saw Karl-Anthony Towns go nuclear now, but still.
Yeah. That's where he benefits, right? Like, he benefits from Edwards being off the floor. That was a game against the Pacers. This is a matchup with Bam. Bam's available for this game. He's coming back, and we'll talk about that in a second. But this is a much tougher matchup overall for Towns. So, yeah, just not a ton of interest here for me in Minnesota. Maybe some injuries changed my mind, but not jumping off the page to me. I was going to tell you, your meat on the bone, I smoked some chicken wings today, and they were fantastic.
Meat falling off the bone.
They were falling off the bone. Oh, my kids loved it. Miami side here, Will. Talk to me about the Heat. You know, these guys are priced like heroes out. Like Bam is out. Everyone's back. Lowry's out in this game of all people. He's taking a game off. But listen,
this was planned, Steve. You can't tell me that this wasn't planned. Here's how this went. Tyler Hero got cleared by the doctors. They said, hey, Kyle, listen, everybody's back. We appreciate your service. You're getting the day off. And he said, Thank you.
Honestly, are we shocked in this game if Kevin Love does? If Kevin Love gets a day off too,
He gets a day off as well.
Yeah, this dude's been playing 20 minutes a night. He's tired.
old in basketball terms, but
maybe because it's Minnesota, Kevin Love plays. But I'd be shocked if Kevin Love doesn't take a game off this week.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm with you 100%. With that being said, Stevie, this game really isn't appealing to me. Like you talked about, everybody's pretty much priced up now. Hero's 83, Butler's 87, Bam 93, Caleb Martin 67, Jaime Jaquez 62. Like everybody's priced up. I can't play the Miami Heat here.
Well, I mean, it's been a month since Hero has played. It's been, I think, almost 3 weeks. I know it's been at least 2 weeks from Bam playing. We have to see what these rotations look like. Like some of these guys have earned minutes. Like Caleb Martin has been playing good basketball. Jaquez has been playing good basketball. So like I'm kind of glad they're playing Minnesota in this game. Tough defensive matchup, slow game, where we could kind of just look at the rotations that, you know, Miami rolls out of anything. Like just like, let's look at the rotations and see what we're going to be looking at here in the near future for Miami in general. So Memphis at OKC, 228.5 total here. Thunder, a 10-point favorite. I mean, the list continues for Memphis. Adams, Clark, Kennard, Morant, Smart. Now Derrick Rose is out. Biombo's doubtful. I mean, Memphis is now officially Desmond Bane and Triple J, and then other guys play minutes.
Yeah, man, it's a tough season for them. And I don't think I want to play anyone from Memphis here, Stevie. Like, I think this is a blowout, and I don't usually embrace blowouts like that. But Stevie, OKC is coming. I mean, it's a young team. OKC is at home. They got a lot of weapons. I don't see how Memphis keeps up with Bain and Jackson. If so, it will be because of those guys. But I just think they're going to be overmatched here. I'm not playing anyone from Memphis today, and I'll live with the results of that.
What about Williams at 4,600? His role has been going in the right way.
Yeah.
No Biombo. No Derrick Rose.
I don't hate that.
He's cheap enough where if he gets like 26, 27, he doesn't kill you. But like if he has
you play David Roddy too. Like that's if he's close enough.
But Roddy's already been playing the minutes. Like his role is not changing. Like David Roddy is not. I mean, Williams has some young talent, man. Like, you know, this is a guy that wants to prove himself a little bit. So, I mean, I like what we're seeing minutes-wise here for Williams. Like, his minutes are, like, 25-plus minutes, and I think all but one of his last, like, six or seven games. I just wish he'd take more shots. And I know, like, this guy is a guy that's going to want to shoot a lot of threes, but, man, we're one double-double. We're, like, one or two rebounds away here recently from having, like, a 35-plus point game. And, I mean, do we really think Williams comes off the floor in the fourth quarter if this is like an 18-22 point game? I think he plays.
Probably plays 25, and he plays 25. You think some sort of weird, interesting combination of that?
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, and even like Xavier Tillman lost his job to Biombo. I mean, how much do they really want to run Tillman out there? I mean, I don't know. I think Williams. Williams would probably be my favorite non-Desmond Bane Triple J, and I would only be playing Desmond Bain in SGA lineups and just hoping that both these studs just do their thing at low ownership. But I know I've sound like a broken record when it comes to the Thunder. I just, outside of, you know, Holmgren, Williams, and SGA, it's just really hard to play any of these other guys.
Yeah.
Lou Dort had a decent game the other night. About time.
Yeah, I mean, he's been cheap enough. It's just, but Stevie, we can't trust him. That's when he was like 4K. Now he's back to 5,200. It's like, come on, man. We can't play him at that price. I think this is a blowout. I just don't like this game.
A lot of double-digit spreads in the slate.
Yeah, I'll live with people, guys from OKC burning me today, like to play guys in better spots. Like, I trust them beating a blowout a lot more than I trust these guys, for what it's worth.
Yeah, I mean, do you think teams are calling about Josh Giddey yet? I would be. Magic need a call about Josh Giddey. I'd love to see him. All right.
You guys got all the young guys anyway.
I'm excited about my Magic, that's for sure. All right, we got Brooklyn at Utah, 232 total here. Brooklyn, a 3.5-point favorite. Finney Smith, questionable. Simmons, DSJ, Walker out on the Utah side. Clarkson, George out. Collins and Yurt 7, questionable. This game potentially sets us up with a lot of value. I overall don't necessarily love this game, but when you start looking at how this game could shape up value wise, Johnson, Claxton. I don't know if I want to play Royce O'Neal because that always sounds like a terrible idea. But there's some value here on both sides of this game. I think there's a lot of value on the Utah side. Talk to me here about the Nets.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I'm okay with the Nets because, like, Utah isn't playing any defense, and we don't have a whole bunch of guys, Stevie, that are like 9K, 10K. Like, when you're looking at Mikal Bridges, as an example, he's 7,700 in this spot. Cam Thomas, 73. Dinwiddie, 75. Claxton, 66. So we don't really see those big price tags. And so for me, I don't mind that. I'm really glad Bridges has come down in price because now I'm going to feel better about playing him in these type of spots. So I don't hate Bridges as a mid-range guy. Now, I don't – maybe he goes out here and gets 45-ish. I hope he could get to that number. Dinwiddie, I mean, we saw him just go nuclear against Golden State because of the assists. That maybe that's something he could also pull off if he had to play 40 minutes. So – I just think Brooklyn is okay because none of their main pieces are overpriced anymore, Steven.
Yeah, I think they're okay. I'm with you. I think Claxton is probably my favorite play from Brooklyn at 6,600. I think that Utah is dealing with a lot of injuries internally or in the paint area. So, I mean, just look at it. John Collins questionable. Like adding to that, like already long list of like Yurt 7 being doubtful and stuff. So I think this is a spot we could see Claxton have a good game. Depending on like who's in and who's out, Cam Johnson might be okay, but I wish he was a little bit cheaper. Let's go to the Utah side of this game. I mean, obviously, Markkanen, if you want to spend up. Is super solid, but he really hasn't shown a ceiling, which is always super concerning. Sexton is now 7K. So with like George and George out and like, you know, his minutes, it's tough to really get excited about him. THT, they're still very careful with his minutes. That leads to a couple of these guys down here that we could potentially take shots on. Kessler, Olynyk, Fontecchio, maybe even like a Chris Dunn. What are your thoughts here on the Utah side?
Yeah, I think Dunn would be in play if he's going to get, you know, close to 30 minutes. Like, I don't hate that. You know, THT, they gave him some run over the weekend, Stevie, because they just had so many guys out. Like, half the team was out.
yeah.
So I don't, you know, I don't hate that. And I don't think, if I'm not mistaken, was Fontecchio? No, not Fontecchio. Who was out? Somebody else was out over the weekend that's going to play tonight. I can't remember who it is right now. But, oh, Yurt Seven. And Yurt Seven may be out again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like just so many guys. I think all of these guys are reasonable. You know, it feels like John Collins is probably getting a little bit closer because his was just illness-related, Stevie. But definitely Chris Dunn. I don't hate Fontecchio, but I think that's about it for me. Like Kelly O was a guy I was kind of interested in, but now he's 6K. You know, I guess if he's 6K with Yurt Seven out, then that's a little bit different. I don't hate that.
I think we want Yurt Seven and Collins to sit. Both those guys are dealing with illness, so like, and we want both of those guys to sit. And they could easily both be back for this game, and it kind of just ruins the value overall for Utah. So Dallas at Denver, Luka against Jokic on the Dallas, or 238.5 total, Denver, 7.5-point favorite. On the Dallas side, Green is out, Holmes is questionable, Kyrie, Kleber, and Lively out, KCP questionable. My biggest thing that I was looking at before we got rolling here, when I was doing some research, who the heck is Dallas going to put on Jokic?
Nobody. I'm not saying it to be funny, Steve. Like, nobody.
You just look at it, Will, and you're like, who? Grant Williams? Okay. No. I mean, maybe it is Grant Williams. Maybe it's Dwight Powell, but like, nobody is going to stop Jokic is kind of what I was getting at. I know we're talking about the Dallas side, but I don't see how Dallas makes up for like Lively and Kleber being out here. I mean, I think maybe Grant Williams and Derek Jones Jr. play, but I mean, they're not slowing down Jokic. Good luck with that. What do you got for Dallas, though? And then we'll talk even more about Jokic.
Well, I mean, the thing about Dallas, Stevie, is we're still in a situation where Kyrie's not playing and Dante Exum is still playing good minutes. I mean, but the production is starting to come down. He's priced up, so I'm not really worried about him. You know, we've seen, you know, Seth Curry start to pick up a few minutes. Okay. It's mainly just Luka for me. Like, I know Grant Williams is playing big minutes, but his production is really lacking, Steven. Like, we just need so much more production. I get Tim Hardaway Jr. is going to come in and just jack up shots, but I think it's just Luka. That's where I am. It's just Luka.
Yeah, it might be one of those nights where, like, you take Luka point, rebound, assist, and you take Jokic's point, rebound, assist, and
hope the game stays close and look for a shootout.
Run to the bank with it. Because, I mean, like, realistically, with the pricing on DraftKings, unless a lot of people get ruled out, it's next to impossible to play Luka and Jokic together. So, I mean, Luka's the option, but, and like, this guy just, his ceiling is just incredible, but like, Jokic's ceiling in this is incredible as well. I don't really have anything else. Like, Exum is priced up now. Tim Hardaway is priced up now. I mean, man, the pricing on this slate is like Draft Street pricing. And the pricing is some of the tightest pricing we've seen all season. Yeah. So I don't even know if Luka and Jokic are like playable on this slate. Like, yeah, they are. They have two of the highest ceilings on the slate. But like, if we're looking at the salary cap, like you click Jokic and you're at $5,400 per player. There's not a ton of options under 5K on this slate right now. So we'll have to see how the day kind of sets up. Talk to me here about Denver again. Like, I just don't see how they stop Jokic in this game.
Yeah, I don't see it, man. Jamal Murray is someone that I feel like is worth consideration as long as he's in this low 7K range, Stevie, because he's just got so much upside. If they're going to play him 35 minutes, if the game's tight and he plays 35 minutes, then look out. Like, he's going to crush this price tag. So I like him a great deal. And then after that, it's probably Jokic. And that's it.
It's kind of how I feel. Christian Braun has been playing like 22 to 25 minutes with KCP in concussion protocol. I think he's okay. Like, that's how I feel about value in general today. It's just value in general today. It's, it's okay. It's not great. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, we got Washington at Sacramento. It is a back-to-back for Washington. There's no total out. Fox is questionable for Sacramento. You want to get some value on this slate? Let Fox get ruled out. Washington side first here. Hey, Jordan Poole finally had a good game. I mean, we should start with that. He played really well against the Pacers the other night. What do you like here for the Wizards?
I mean, we talked about it, Stevie. Like, Jordan Poole, he's going to be this weirdly priced guy all season. Because guess what, Stevie? Tonight he's going to come out, score 12 real points, get one rebound and one assist.
That's what he did on Sunday. He had 14 points.
You see what I'm saying? It's like he's all over the place. But he's going to string together some okay games. It's a game with Sacramento. If Washington can keep it close, you got to think he's contributing to that. But I don't kind of hate Jordan Poole this season. I don't really want to play him. But I think for tournaments, you just keep taking stabs on him, Stevie, in this type of matchup. And I think that's what you do with Poole. Up-tempo, you know, not that Sacramento isn't playing any defense, but still going to be an up, back-and-forth, high-paced game. I think you take a shot. I feel like Kuzma's price where he should be. I'm not as interested in him. I think Denny's priced over where he should be. I'm not really interested in him. Koulibaly is 5,900, Stevie. What in the world are we doing? Don't want to play him. We've got Daniel Gafford, who's now 6K. Don't hate it.
Because he crushed on Sunday.
Yeah, he's been flashing some upside, so I don't hate that. But he's still priced up, so I don't really want to play anybody from Washington. I think it goes in hand with what you just talked about. The pricing on this slate, Stevie. We got 11 games, and I mean, it's lineup construction is going to get real interesting if we don't get some major player ruled out, that we can get some value to open things up, like legitimate value.
Yeah, I think we only have two back-to-backs. So, I mean, Anthony Davis, LeBron, both questionable. They're questionable every slate. So, Washington, second end of a back-to-back. I don't even know who would necessarily sit for Washington. But, yeah. And then, like, looking at the Sacramento side of this game, if Fox is out, that's where it really gets interesting on, like, what we do. I would play a ton of Ellis if Fox sits. Like, Ellis at 4,700 against Washington with no Fox. Like, Ellis probably becomes the top value play on the slate.
Yeah, I would agree 100% because he's probably going to play, Steve. I would say minimum 28 minutes as long as it's close. In my mind, I think minimum 28. You know, I know Monk is 6,800. I think I'd be interested, Steve. Like, I think I'd want to play even I think he would maybe feel slightly overpriced, but I think his role on the team in terms of them wanting him to shoulder the load for scoring, I think that would be freaking amazing. So, you know, he would be a guy that I was thoroughly interested in. Not sure if you heard about this, but Keegan Murray just went berserk over the weekend.
Bonkers. I have him in the RG season long league. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He just went nuts. And that's just an aside, not that we need to play him, but he went nuts. He's 7K, so I'm really not thrilled about playing him at that price. But Sabonis at 98, I think, would be another stud that could just really tee off here. We already know Washington's been struggling inside with rebounding and other things, and Sabonis, this would almost be an automatic double-double here, Stevie. Automatic.
Yeah, I mean, I think it all kind of depends on does Fox play or not, because that's where a lot of value potentially opens up for a lot of people. Sabonis is averaging 1.34 fantasy points per minute without Fox, and Monk is at 1.25. Murray's at 0.98. So, like, a lot of potential value here. I think you could take shots on Murray if we get news that Fox isn't going to play. But, I mean, I think it'd be Monk, Ellis. And I wouldn't even mind taking some shots on, like, Kevin Huerter if we got news that Fox wasn't going to play. And it's more of just looking at – it's a matchup against Washington. Washington's one of the worst teams in the league. I think they have 4 wins on the year. Their defensive rating, number 30, but they're playing at the second fastest pace in the NBA. So, like, it's just a dream matchup for DFS. So I think the Kings very much in play, depending on Fox, who's in, who's out type of situation. If Fox comes back, he's really interesting under 10K against Washington. We'll see, though, because it was a shoulder, so you never know with shoulder injuries. We finish out the slate with the Knicks and the Lakers. No total in this game. Mitch Rob out for the Knicks. AD, LeBron questionable. Wood questionable. Vincent out. I mean, let's go Knicks first here. Jalen Brunson, 8,600, is someone that has some ceiling for under 9K. He's not the best play typically in the world. The Lakers have actually been playing pretty solid. What are your thoughts here on the Knicks?
My thoughts are, man, who's going to sit today? I sure hope somebody does. Because, I mean, once again, like even Hartenstein, he's 5,700 now, Steve. He's priced up.
Yep.
Randall's 86. Randall's probably the best play from the Knicks. RJ 63, I think that's an appropriate price for him. We've got Josh Hart at 5,400. That's an appropriate price for him. DiVincenzo is 53. He's probably slightly overpriced. Quickly's 48. Stevie, that's probably an appropriate price considering the minutes they're giving him. Maybe I play Randall, maybe Randall, maybe Brunson. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, Barrett seems like he's a guy that can get you like 6X. You know, typical slates we're looking for like 7, 8, 9X, but on this slate, man, 6X looks good. I don't hate RJ Barrett. I will say he's been a little bit better shooting at home this year, but everyone gets up for a matchup against LeBron. Yeah, but I mean, this slate. This is a tough slate. This is a really tough slate with this pricing. I like tough pricing, but I feel like this might be on that a little too tough side. Let's go Lakers side. Now it's at the point where, like, all right, is AD going to sit or is LeBron going to sit? Like, we knew this was going to kind of be a thing after the in-season tournament. The Lakers, they just want to make the playoffs. If they make the playoffs, they're one of the favorites to win the championship if these guys are healthy. We're going to have days where LeBron or Davis or both sit. Let's go scenario. AD sits, takes shots on LeBron, Hachimura. LeBron sits, take shots on Reeves and Anthony Davis. If they both sit, play Reeves on a lot of teams with Hachimura. I mean, that's how I would look at it.
Yeah, So here's the thing. AD's 10-4 and LeBron's 10-3 now. So now we're not getting any value on them, Steve. It's like, but if one of them sits, if one of the other sits, I think they become one of the better studs on the slate for what it's worth. I guess if LeBron were to sit, you're probably way more interested in Hachimura and maybe Taurean Prince. Maybe.
I think I'd play Reddish over Prince upside wise.
Yeah, I mean, yep.
We also want to see, like, if Christian Wood and Anthony Davis both sit, I think that's where, like, Jackson Hayes could be playable. at 46. So like, I love the late games having all this injury news, but at least the Lakers have been really nice to us, knock on wood, about you know, just how early they've been announcing stuff. So let's hope they keep doing that.
Yeah.
All right, Sunday morning grind game. Slate, man. What an interesting. All right, under 5K to go 7X. The most important question of the slate, it seems like. Who do you got?
Stevie, this is a tough one. I'm going to have to go with someone that I feel like I know is probably going to play. Give me David Roddy. Like, Memphis is depleted. We know he's getting minutes. Let's go.
Listen, if Fox was out, this question would be a no-brainer Ellis for me. I just want to say that. I'm going to go Williams from Memphis as well. Memphis is dealing with a ton of injuries right now. Biombo's already doubtful. So give me Williams at 4,600 to go 7X here. Over 8K to go under 5X. We have some options with this question today. Who do you got?
Give me Bam Adebayo at 9,300.
I like that one. The pace of that game just screams. I'm going to go Mitchell against Houston. The pace of this game, Houston's defense, not something we're typically used to saying, Houston's defense. But man, they keep doing their thing. Favorite 6X play?
I'm not going to go with our obvious guy, Steve, because we've been playing him for, God, probably feels like weeks. Give me Paul George against Indiana with a sprinkle of revenge.
I like it. I'm not going to stop. I don't know if this is the guy you were talking about, but give me Scottie Barnes.
I was talking about Kobe White.
But Scottie Barnes, as we get done with this slate, being under 10K now, just seems so much more juicier. Like, you look at these guys and, like, Scottie has the ceiling of an SGA. Like, I don't know if he has, like, an Embiid ceiling or, like, a Jokic or Luka ceiling, but we're not paying over 11, 12K for him either. So give me Scottie Barnes. Let's get weird GPP play of the day. Who do you got?
Oh, man, Stevie. This is another, let's call it tricky one for me, but it might not be. Give me Jamal Murray. Low 7Ks against Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to need that. I'm going to go James Wiseman because we're just bleeding for value on this slate. It's going to be one of those slates where you're very uncomfortable about some of the value plays you're playing.
Yeah.
And James Wiseman is definitely one of those guys. So we have a few props out and a few pick and plays out. Is there anything jumping off the board to you here night before?
Oh, man. Are any of my staples up, Steve? Because, see, that's the thing. Where are my staples? Give me.
I hope they're in the staple gun.
Yeah, me too. I don't like it against Utah. If we can get, yes, we got Luka at 9.5 rebounds. Give me less than that against Denver, especially less than 9.5. Steve, that's been a staple for me, a staple.
Mine is not up yet, but I really like Scottie Barnes and his point rebound assist, depending on the number. This is a phenomenal matchup for him. We'll see what it comes out at. I looked on the sports books too. So I really like Scottie Barnes today. I'll be taking some type of Scottie Barnes prop. I would prefer it be the point rebound assist, especially in a matchup against Charlotte. If it comes out at 38.5, 39.5, 40.5, I think I like the over on that. So there you go. I really like Scottie Barnes today. Hope everyone has a fantastic Monday. We're back tomorrow talking more hoops. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.